the Africana woman community, we have a saying, which is know your roots, grow your purpose. And I have four questions for you, which I ask all of the guests that do come on. So are you ready?
Yes, I think I hope I'll be able to answer them.
So just say whatever comes to your mind. And yeah. So the first question is, what are you rooted to?
I'm rooted to my children. I'm rooted to my children. They're my everything. And they give me purpose. They give me, they're the best thing that I think ever happened in my life. I have friends. They're my friends now. My little human beings. Well, they're not so little anymore. But I gave life and I'm rooted to them.
Yeah. That's nice. What are your favorite ways to nourish your mind, your body, and your soul?
My favorite way to nourish my body is exercise. I exercise a lot. I walk and, yoga. I enjoy yoga. It's my body, my soul. I like to read a lot. I try to at least find a motivating book. I listen to podcasts. Spiritually, I'm grounded spiritually for my love for God, my church community. And it's very important, I think, to have a relationship with your God. Yeah. Did I leave out something?
No, that was perfect. Then, do you have a weakness that has now become a superpower?
A weakness that has, yes, I would say, I've always been a very sensitive person, a very emotional person. And, it didn't take me long to cry at what I was going through or what somebody else was going through. I think now it's become a super strength because it's through the sensitivity and being empathetic to other people's issues that I'm able to, I think, effectively counsel people because I've walked this path. This has been something that has broken me, but in the brokenness, I have found strength to help other people because I can relate with whatever, you know, they're going through. So, so that's my superpower. So the divorce has become my superpower.
So what do you know as a certainty?
What I know as a certainty is that no matter what you go through, no matter how difficult it seems at the moment, it shall pass. And it will be better. Nothing is permanent. Whether it's good or bad, it will pass. And it will be better. And you, one day you look back and say, oh, wow, I passed through that. I survived that. Whatever you go through is so that you can be a strength to somebody else.
Yeah, I truly believe that as well.